All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
We're back.
Just gonna turn Roman up a little bit.
Welcome back.
What a season we're on our way to having, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you're new here, this is Average Takes. Bob, Shenny next to me, Roman not in studio today, but he's still here. We're here, back. Padres, your San Diego Padres, the San Diego Padres are 5-0. First time in franchise history.
Yeah, haven't heard that in a long time. First time of anything that the Padres have done, so feels nice.
There's only one thing that really matters. That's a first.
Yep.
We'll talk about that later in the year. Today, the Padres have gone one turn through the rotation. Five starters. We'll start with game one. Michael King.
Shaky
game one. I know last year he talked about a lot of his nerves were in the beginning of the game. Didn't have a great beginning. So, you know, the nerves were there. Shaky start. Didn't really get through to where he wanted to on opening day. What did he go? Three innings? Four innings?
2.2
was it? I thought 2.2. I didn't want to say 2.2. It sounds so much worse.
Yeah.
First opening day start, though, ever. First opening day for him. So that's on his last season. Was great. Phenomenal, some would say.
Yeah. Some.
The bullpen has been
first start ever.
Awesome. The bullpen
say that again.
Has been awesome. No, I don't want it to hear it for a third time. It's been a crazy five games. So obviously opening day. I don't even remember exactly off the top of my head.
What?
Opening day. How did it start? Michael King went 2.2. The Braves.
Braves jumped out to a little lead.
Jumped out to a 4-2,
I think it was. Because Jackson Merrill got the base hit. Two RBIs first inning. And then King was a little erratic.
The one thing I really wanted to talk about, and I texted it to you guys, speaking on game one, is game one, the last podcast we talked about, we had a lineup that really contradicted this opening days, but it was super similar to last year's lineup from top to bottom. There were some few complete changes that we did not see coming.
Yeah. Tatis hit leadoff.
Tatis is stationed at leadoff. Mike Schilt said lefty righty. Tatis will stay there. And we've seen it.
Beast.
Lefty righty. We've seen it. Tatis's best career numbers come from when he's in the leadoff spot. And he's amongst the up there with some of the best leadoff like stats. Did you see his OPS?
Yeah.
In the leadoff?
His 165 games at the leadoff, he's like 320, 50 home runs, like 40 stolen bases. I don't remember what the OPS was, but
I'm not gonna stat check you on those. But yeah, so getting back to game one, the first run of the game kind of was a weird one. We had a play that we thought was a double play. Started the game, let a guy on, blah, blah. Ozzie Albies hit into what we thought was an inning-ending double play. Boom, shakalaka. Great start to the year. Michael King escapes a jam. We're on to the next. And it gets challenged, reviewed, overturned. Run scores, safe at first. That sucks. To have a run scored flip on you that quickly sucks. But we get into the bottom half of the inning. Tati gets on base. Manny gets on base. Jackson Merrill single, scores them both. Manny stole second, and they pump faked trying to see if Fernando would run to see if they could get him out at home. Didn't happen. Was a great, like, play to see all the way through.
Yeah, and I mean, Jackson Merrill getting that single off of the reigning NL Cy Young in that first inning. Jackson Merrill in that four hole is pretty crazy. I like him hitting the four hole. I don't know why. And I mean, the lineup was just completely different, kind of than what we were expecting, but in a good way different. Like, it was better in the way how that's kind of how I would put it, but I didn't because
Merrill five hole. He was behind Bogaerts opening day. But the lineup has been totally different. I love Tatis in the leadoff. Arise has gone to the coldest start of all time.
Not all time. Rafael Devers all time.
Rafael Devers, yeah, is down.
I thought he's known for cold starts, though. So what are we nervous about here?
We're not. It's just
I thought we cut him.
Annoying. It is just a little annoying that he isn't getting on or doing anything right now.
If he can't get singles, he's worthless.
Yeah. At the end of the day, his only plus side that he has is that he's at his best day, a 400 clip average.
Do you think they'd ever move him down in the lineup?
They already have. He's
at the 2 spot. For a long time. I understand that, but like farther down, though.
Maybe.
If he gets bad,
take a lot of pressure off of him. But that, to me, as a player, that would only put more on me. Say I'm doing worse going into a contract year. I'm sure he'll turn around. He did this last year, went 0-13 to start the season, and won the batting title. Had the best average in the league. 3 years in a row, best average in the league. So there's a method to his madness. Maybe he gets in a slump, and then he turns it on for the year. It gets his head right or something.
He's got to have motivation, you know? He's all fucking.
Yeah, he's chasing something. Like, I should have had. Started 0-13. If I wipe those out, I'm fucking batting, you know.
Right. Gotta be mad at himself for a little bit.
Yeah, something to kickstart his heart or something.
Yeah, I mean, something positive to look at is his outs are pretty hard hit. So
he's been hitting the ball to the outfield, like in the air a little bit.
Yeah, he sees Tatis balling and he's like, I need to do that. And he can't be Tatis.
That was a little bit frustrating last year too. It's like, dude, just hit the ball in the gap, please. And he flew out a lot more towards the end of last year. I thought it was his hand. This year, I mean, it's a lot of ground balls, but that's kind of his game. It's just, you know, they shift. So it's when you can get around it. But yeah, game one finished with them hitting a couple bombs. We had a nice rally comeback. Gavin Sheets. Holy shit. Trevor.
Yes.
I absolutely, one of the last things I like to do is give you props.
No, don't give it to him. It's early.
It's early, but I'm trying to give him the you might have found a diamond in the rough props.
He's had said
like, it. I'm not telling him that this is a certified banger. This is some Nokia Drake right now. No, I'm not saying that.
I almost messed around and called him Fernando Tatis.
He could have uncovered a gem because what the profile, the build, the size, the attributes that Gavin Sheets has, plus the Padres' mind and knowledge, the coaching staff, this might be a diamond in the rough.
Yeah. No, I've been high on him for a couple of years. He's always fit what the Padres needed, just a big lefty. I thought he shows like he has more power than kind of what his numbers say if you are just like a stat looker. So but he's never really had a chance to really play either. He's kind of been like the out of place person on the worst team in MLB.
It's so hard.
It's hard to play. It's hard to
be good in this league. It's hard to be consistent. It's hard to show up every day, just like any other work is.
Yeah.
But on top of that, being the worst team in the league on the laughing stock.
Doesn't make it fun to come.
Doesn't make it fun to be a baseball player.
Knowing you're a loser before you even walk into the stadium.
Not fun. And one of the greatest things we get to see is like players' careers change and turn around and then make money and, you know, be good. And this could be a story. Like the Padres obviously are a piece of the Brent Rooker ideology that has become a phenomenon. Brent Rooker bounced around four teams before the A's took a swing on him. And he's just been hitting balls out of the park ever since. This could be AJ Preller's Brent Rooker.
Yeah.
This could right the wrongs.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, and this is what the Padres need. They need a lefty masher. Really hope he could be consistent throughout the year. Because what he's shown in the first week, and, you know, this could be an ode to Eric Hosmer's first week. What was that? 2021 or 2019? When was that? When he had the week? Sure
every year.
No. He had the first week of the season, he went ballistic and then went out because he had the stomach problem.
Yeah, it was like 2021.
21 when he started with like six doubles and two bombs or something like that in the first week.
Yeah, and all the haters were silent. They didn't say a word.
And then he got sick and then never found it again. I think that actually was the last like hot stretch he was on.
No, he's been hot for a while.
We talked about it before the season. Will Gavin Sheets have a better year than any of Eric Hosmer's Padre seasons?
Eric Hosmer's had a pretty good fucking year on the Padres, believe it or not.
Okay, but we said any of his Padres
seasons. Yeah, he's had one really good year.
Okay, but what if he has a better year?
If Sheets puts up Eric Hosmer's really best year in a Padre, we're golden.
We're golden.
We're golden.
We're golden.
He'd technically be Eric Hosmer in my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, this is literally Eric Hosmer, what I thought he always be.
This is your dream come true.
Yeah, but even better, it's Gavin Sheets because he's younger, bigger, stronger, faster, hits more home runs.
I would love to see it.
Per at bat, home runs per at bat. That's what I should say.
Game two, you saw Tatis just start the game. Oh my God, I was there. Just to let you guys know on a little insight, Tatis fucking back. He looks great. That leadoff spot fits him. I preached it. If you're a long-time listener of Average Takes, I preached this for years. Put Fernando in the leadoff.
How'd that stadium sound right off the bat?
Right off the bat, electric.
It just puts a mood in the air, huh? Somebody hits a leadoff dinger like that, the vibes are 10 out of 10.
First pitch of the bottom of the first.
10 out of 10 for the rest of the 9.
You should have heard it when he hit it against them in the playoffs. Even sicker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but
Braves. It's Braves, same team. Do we own the Braves? Is Bloopy a fat fuck?
Some are saying. Do
we own the Braves?
Some are saying. And you know what the cool thing is? We took the 4-game sweep. Is we see them later, and it's only a 3-gamer. So we've already won the season series.
Yeah, and they're gonna be a.
They're gonna be a team. Fucking playoff contender. That is gonna matter somewhere down the line.
Yeah, and they have superstars like Jerkson Profar.
Suspended.
Jerkson Profar, I'm gonna need you to pack your bags. You're headed to Guantanamo.
Yeah,
hanging out with Tatis too much.
We're not gonna say that.
Whoa!
Same ringworm Tatis did.
No, he didn't.
No, total different. Different.
Wasn't even hanging out. Totally different. Never hung out with Tatis once this offseason.
Wasn't a ringworm.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just gonna come out and say I've never been a fan of Jerkson Profar, Rick Profar.
I thought you were gonna come out and say that you've never done steroids.
I can say I've never done steroids either.
I thought you were going to be like, I could come here today and say, I myself have never done steroids.
Yeah, I'm a baseball purist. Never done steroids. Never will. But I just wanted to be the first to say that I've never liked Jerickson Profar. I've always known he's a bad guy. And clearly his character showing trying to cheat the game of the intensity of this game. And it's sad. It's sad to see, but some guys just, they get a little success and they just want to start cheating now. So
when they first announced it, I was stunned. But when they came out and said what he popped for,
4 games in and he's already tested positive, 80 games. See ya.
What he popped for made me giggle a little bit.
Yeah. He was cheating on purpose.
He popped for HGC. When I first read it, my autistic brain read it as GHB.
GHB?
GHB. That's what I thought of the first time. I mean, it's GH or HCG, but those letters just a little scrambled.
One letter off from HGH.
Well, this one cousin off. This is the same thing that Manny Ramirez tested positive for as a Dodger. It is the covering agent, what players use or people use after taking steroids to reset your levels. So to me, that seems like someone who was doing juice this offseason.
Just missed it.
Yeah, he was a day off.
Day off.
And you know, I know he said he came out and said 8 times tested positive or tested
negative
and tested negative.
This was to be clear, this was last year, all last year.
All of last year on the Padres. He was tested 8 times, all were clean. But do you remember a couple off seasons ago? He got stuck in like Curacao waiting on a passport or something, was late to spring.
Yep.
What are you late for?
That test still juicy.
No. Why do you think he was only signed for 1 year, 1 mil?
Some people know things that other people.
This is big. This is big known in MLB, guys. Big known. A lot of guys do take.
Well, you the juice. You test positive, but. You're spending 80 in the slammer
because there's no offseason testing, and if guys 80 are
games in the slammer and no
postseason. You're spending,
yeah, no postseason. That's big.
That's huge. That's huge for us, Padre fans. I know this one hurts a little bit because it kind of touches home. Speaking to other Padre fans, other than Shinny, no hard ass. This is good for us, Padre fans. He is on arrival at this point. The Braves are a team we see in the playoffs consistently. They are a team that we have to go through. They are part of the ML.
We fucking own them.
Right now, we've done a very good job in the last couple times we played them.
That fat fuck, Bloopy.
Moving on to game 3. Oh, actually, game 2. Yes, it Gavin started Sheets. With Tatis. Gavin Sheets.
Jake the Rake.
It finished with Jake the Rake. That was a tie game. Jake the Rake put one in the bleachers.
The Crone Zone.
The Crone Zone. Absolutely great way to seal off game 2. Game 3, little bit of a snoozer, little bit of a sleeper.
A little bit of a lot of bit of
0-0 for 8 innings.
I was there. I didn't even see the ball leave the infield.
Oh, that was a boring game. Boring game.
Not a boring game when you are nerds like me and Trevor over here. Trevor was guessing every pitch before the pitch. Oh,
what was his percentage?
Dude.
Probably 85%.
Yeah, 85%.
Hey, all right. Yeah, too much MLB the show.
Shinny's a ball knower. Shinny's a baseball lifer. He's been in the game.
He was a pitcher back in the day.
I just know how to attack.
Yeah, I mean, you have a pitcher's mindset. You're a pitcher, and you cop a long time.
Yep,
because you definitely couldn't hit the ball.
Could hit the ball too.
Yeah. You're a really good bunter.
No, okay. Yeah. Bunting.
No, that was it.
Full swing. You're a full swing bunter.
I bunt for the team.
You're a PO, dude.
I bunted.
You're a BO, dude.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, pinch good, hitter brother. Only.
No, pitcher only, brother. Pitcher only. 1-0, Yuli, pinch hit, sneaker, snubber, little dribbler through the 5-5 hole into the outfield. Scores a man. It's all you need when you have a lockdown pen.
Yeah, Yuli, man. Wow.
That's really Randy had a fucking outstanding outing.
We're going to say Mike Schilt won that game.
Mike Schilt, of course. Yes, 100%. Good. But
I like that.
Randy played his part 100%. Six innings, shutout innings against the fucking Braves.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
You could not. You could really not ask Randy in your first start of the season, game three, against a really good pitcher. The Braves pitchers are really solid.
Yeah.
Like they have two young guys back of the fucking roto guys that are going to destroy innings this year. They're just going to eat innings.
Yeah. When they get Strider back and Schwellenbach goes to their four, that guy's fucking nasty.
Yeah. They're set to eat innings this year. So that's why I really like handling them early. And then Sunday, you had Nicky P.
Seven innings, one hit. W.
Four Ks.
Padres debut. Best start of his life.
Nicky fucking Pavetta.
The name we forgot about.
Name we forgot about for about till halfway through last podcast.
Yeah, our biggest, big signing.
Biggest signing of the offseason. We didn't think about him until the 35-minute mark.
Yeah.
Brutal for us on our return.
Ball knowers.
Nick Pavetta, awesome Padres debut. Like Shani said, only the fourth pitcher to do such a thing, go seven shutties in their fucking debut with the team. Absolutely awesome outing. I really think Ruben Nabila found something with him, switching him to the backside, the heel side, I should say, of the
first base side.
It's the heel of the starting pitcher's foot side. And you know, he said his tunnel's better. His zoning of the plate is better. You know, he's set up more for strikes. And the other side
posture is better. The way he stands is his spine is lined up better on that side of the mound for some reason. And he's like, I've never even thought of that until he came to San Diego and they did like testing at their lab.
Well, yeah. Point Loma lab.
And I was like, holy shit, how does that, they have testing for that? And then, I mean, he's been pretty fucking good. It's spring training and obviously Sunday.
His career, he was a really middle of the road arm. Like, you wouldn't say he's good. You wouldn't say he's bad. He's a solid starting pitcher. But if he's anything more than that for us this year, that's huge.
Yeah, huge. Especially with Joe Musgrove out for the year and then Yu Darvish out.
Yeah, the question mark of Yu Darvish for the next month. That's a big one. But yeah, it'll be huge to see what Pavetta could do. Is this an absolutely insane year for him? Is he a sneaky Cy Young guy? You know, those type of things happen. They love giving just random pitchers Cy Youngs.
Yeah, they do.
Because they'll end up having just like a breakout year and, you know, a couple good starts in a row and you get dialed. Clay Buchholz, Rick Porcello,
that's what I meant to say.
I was going to say Clay Buchholz. I was going to let you took that one for sure off the chin. I hammered the Rick Porcello.
They were both the Red Sox.
Rick Porcello won it as a Tiger, though, I thought. No? Did I just take that L?
Red Sox.
I don't remember him being that great as a Red Sox.
Because the Red Sox suck.
Red Sox won like four championships the last 25 years. So I would love to suck. I would love for the Padres to suck. If that's your definition of suck, I would love for the Padres to endure that over the next 25.
That was then. This is now. 2018. Whoa. That's when he won Cy Young. 2018. He won
2018,
it over someone else.
So maybe Red Sox. 2018, you're right.
Hold on.
Can we talk about Manny Machado's Gold Glove level play these past couple five games?
Manny Machado looks way healthier than he did last year.
100%.
Just 100%. Effort on defense alone, but I definitely think he is feeling great to start the year.
He's back. Stealing. When's the last time you seen Manny Machado steal?
He has like three, four steals already.
I know. That's crazy.
One was like a runner's indifference, but it still counts the same.
Still letting the
It was the Red Sox, though.
It was Sox?
22-4. Holy shit.
That's when winning mattered. DeGrom killed that. Yeah. Did DeGrom kill the Cy Young Award?
No, he didn't. He rose it up.
That's the freaking
That's a thumbnail.
He shoved this year.
He shoved to start, yeah, so far.
Yep. I'm hype about it.
Shoved.
I'm hype, so hype.
We'll see how long it could go.
It will go all year. You're going to be pissed.
100 innings max.
You're going to be like, how is this 39-year-old doing this?
100
the best innings pitcher max. In the world. And you guys all slept on him.
100 innings max. Nicky P., great game. The offense was all the way around. Gavin Sheets, 3-for-3 and a walk on base 4 times. I thought that ball he hit was to the moon, and the rain and the wind just killed it. I really, really thought.
He didn't get it high enough. He hit it more line drive-ish.
It was line drive, but I guess that was the hardest swing of the day or the fastest swing of the day, 85.7 miles per hour.
Yeah, big boy, light bat. Equals mass.
Big boy light bat.
Speed equals power.
Power. Big boy light bat equals power. Fast lane.
Yep. Equals mass. Mass equals speed. Speed equals power.
There you go.
Quick little equation. Did I skip those two? Did I mush those two games around? Gavin Sheets went 3-for-3 yesterday, not Sunday.
But while Bob is
doing
a recap of all that, Luis Arraez still hitless that whole time.
He got a hit.
He got a hit. When?
Last night.
I saw him get a hit too, and I forgot about it. Didn't that hit count?
There was a lot of firsts. Hayward got a hit. RBI. He might have got a hit too.
That was a nuke. No, that was a double.
Oh yeah, yeah. He got off the wall. He got a RBI sack fly, and then he walked, and then I think he hit the nuke double.
Yeah, and
actually, he thought that was gone.
Yeah, he did. And while all that was going on, Rafael Devers still hasn't got a hit.
Yeah, yeah. Rafael Devers, at the last one I saw, he was 0-for-18, 16 Ks.
Yeah, he's 0-for-20, I think. Damn. 0-for-20, 16 Ks. He's a modern day Juan Soto. He's getting paid $35 million. And he's a DH.
And future Juan Soto?
No, modern day.
That's funny, Bob, because that guy that you said that was good when I picked him up in the fantasy draft, Mason Wynn.
Yeah.
Same thing for him. 0-15, bro. Hasn't got a hit yet.
Well, he's not a hitter.
I dropped him quick, bro. Quick.
It was good for me.
That guy on TikTok who told me he's gonna be good, that I told you who he's a good pick.
He's
shit in his pants right now.
What is up with that bullshit?
And it's only one season or one series into the
four games.
Yeah. 0-for-15 is.
If he was 0-for-162, that'd be bad.
If this was middle of the season, you would have never known he went 0-for-15. This happens all the time, but just because the stats are so like early,
fresh. Yeah,
that people are making the craziest moves.
Yeah, yesterday they showed a stat of Gavin Sheets' team ranks on the Padres. And I was like,
all right, holy shit! Sorry to interrupt your guys' podcast, just that you were listening to and enjoying. But breaking news, No, no, no. San Diego Padres and their star center fielder have come to a long-term agreement. 9 years, $135 million.
What a day to be alive.
What a day to be a San Diego Padre fan. Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. There's a reason that he was my team MVP pick. I knew something was coming. A little foreshadowed. Couldn't break any news, but
couldn't break
any. I had a feeling something was coming.
I got a feeling.
His kid's a beast. Kid's a stud. Well deserved. Team friendly deal. Loved it. Not about the money. Wants to win. And very, that's what we're going to do.
Very team friendly deal.
That's all we've been doing, actually. 7-0.
That's how we win ball games. Team players. There's no I in team.
Yeah, there is in between the A.
But I mean, what a game! What a game to fucking show why you're here. 2-run bomb the day you get signed an extension. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, here's fire.
The contract is a little incentive based. So baseline is 9 years, 135. That's what he gets. But if he hits plate appearances, that could be escalated for another $30 million spread out between like a 5 year instance or something like that.
How many plate appearances is that? You know,
it's 500 a year, adds like $1 million on to the next year's salary.
500 a year,
and it like continuously like does that each year. And then if he has a top five MVP, does another bracket, and like it's very heavily incentive based. So I think that's even better. Like those contracts tend to work out in everyone's favor.
Team deal on the money wise and on the playing wise. Because I mean, you had those incentives in your deal, makes your player want to play better, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It's like, you know, in the NFL, when you do the 1 year bet on me contracts, or I mean, I guess in MLB too, you do the bet on me contracts, but those tend to be incentive based. Like it's a 1 year usually signing bonus and an incentive based contract. And that's what really this
or,
is.
Or steroid based.
Sure.
Wait, what? What?
I don't know what he's talking about. I was going to win over it.
Direction Profar. Bet on me, steroid year.
Yeah, true. Got the money.
Yeah.
So well, how does that work, actually, just to interrupt here? He got suspended. Does he still get his paycheck?
Yeah, I think
he only misses out $6.9 million.
Yeah.
Out of this contract?
Yeah.
I would say it's worth it, kind of.
That's what people say.
I would say it's worth it. I would say it's worth
it. There's a big talk about back in the day, and I mean to this day, like it came back up with the Jerks and Profar, but players who are below average, like that fall in that median between way too good for AAA, but not good enough for the majors.
Yeah.
Do a little juice.
Quick cycle.
Just a little bit.
Throw me in that.
Clearly, you can mask it.
Throw me that 80-day jail for fucking $300 million.
I mean,
sign me.
He put out a statement through the Players Association, so I would have to assume it's true that he got tested and passed 8 times last year. But you definitely saw a total different Jerks and Profar last year.
Oh, I think you hit it on the head, Bob. That fucking late to back to the U.S. from the Curacao.
Yeah.
Didn't do that this year. Came back a little too early.
We're having it. But no, I don't want to talk about Jerkson. I want to talk about fucking Jackson Merrill. Like the kid is awesome. Since day one, he's been bought in. last year, last going into last year, they had him train as a left fielder all offseason. You are going into the season, we need you as a left fielder. Like, he had a plan. Soon as he gets there, they run him out there one day. Very next morning, he shows up and they go, hey, why don't you
you look a little fast out there.
Why don't you step over in the center and let's see how you look. And then since that day, we have not turned back. And he's been a stud. I mean, what did he do last year? 296, 24 bombs, 96 RBIs, second in NL Rookie of the Year.
And those numbers are engraved in your brain.
Those numbers are engraved. Absolute phenomenal rookie year. I'm a fucking fan. This kid is 21, 22 this year. Like, this is awesome.
Prime years. We're getting his prime years.
And they talked about it a little in the press conference. This is a win throughout the entire organization. Top to bottom, they scouted him. They drafted him. No one really talked about him. The fans were chirping. How many shortstops do we need? That was right when Tatis was in the, you know, very early 2021. He was drafted. So, I mean, this has been like he was drafted when we were doing this podcast. And he's
– I remember I knew he was going to be a star.
He's $135 million man now, minimum.
Yeah.
We did not mention that he has an option, is a club option currently.
10th year.
For a 10th year, $30 million a year.
I think he takes it.
Yeah, that's going to be the average by then.
And then the the club option could turn into a player option if he gets a top five MVP voting.
Yeah.
So it's very incentive based. I fucking love it. And the best thing about Jackson is that he not only is bought in on the organization, but lives, breathes, and dies Padre baseball. Like, he's said it from day one. He just wants to be there. He wakes up, thinks about going to the park with the boys. Like, he truly is fully bought in. In spring training, 99% of the time, if you're a big leaguer, as soon as they tell you, hey, take the cleats off, you go home. You go back to your condo, you relax. Spring, you know, your body's still getting into it. Jerkson stayed every game. I mean, Jerkson.
Oh, Jesus.
Jackson stayed every game of
spring. Jerkson never stayed.
Like, Jackson stayed and watched every game, and they asked him about it. He's like, these are my boys. Like, I want them to know, like, we care. We're bought in as much as they're bought in, and as much as they want to be here. I'm here for them. Like, he's such a great, great player. And not only that, just like a such a good mentor at this age. Like, he's seems like he's played for 10 years.
Humble king. Can't beat a humble king like that.
They asked him, hey, how was today? You know, you just got $135 million. He said, we won. We're 7-0. That's what I'm happy about. If we wouldn't have won, I would have been pissed. Yes. They would have sucked.
Yep.
I said, how different was it? He goes, I did interviews all day. Showed up, struck out my first at bat, pissed. Like, he fucking cares. That I quote tweeted the post and said, that's the guy you pay. Like, that 100% of the time.
Stay true to himself. He's a baller.
Big fan. I am very happy that the Padres did this now. You know, Padres are known for this. This is what Preller has done lately. Is you get your guys, you keep them. With these, like, Tatis brought him up. Here's a deal. Now, you know, Machado, he had that first half of the deal. Nope. Let's get him his deal. These are our boys. You, Darvish. Hey, I know you're already 35. Here's a 9-year deal.
Joe Musgrove.
Musgrove. San Diego boy. Here's a 5-year deal. You know, like that AJ Preller is known to try to get these contracts, you know, and for us to finally win one, it feels like, I mean, Tatis felt like a good win too. The overall contract structurally sound is a cheap deal for what his production is. But this deal to me reminds me of the Braves. We talked about it. Alex Anthopoulos, the Acuna deal. You know, yeah, like
Acuna deal for sure.
That's unreal to me. It always seemed like the Braves got Acuna for absolutely nothing. And then I turn and look at this deal and go, holy fuck, that's the best thing I've seen in my life. For this team, where we're at, that's so huge for us. Me and my brother were talking about overall, just like thinking about extensions and stuff. And if we would have never gave Tatis that extension, next season he would have been walking into a free agency year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
he'd be getting paid a lot.
What does that look like? You know, like
we've been on the Dodgers for fucking 10 years.
You know, especially if he does what a lot of people are predicting him to do this year. I've seen his name fly off the radar for MVP. Like a lot of people I've heard, Fernando Tatis. You turn on MLB Network, one of the three on the panel said it. Like, I think if you had an MVP year, we'd be looking at crazy numbers. So I'm glad we get these deals
done. Could and he can.
I'm glad we got
these. Token Jackson.
On other news, I mean, Padres 7-0. I know. Nothing we said in that first part mattered this point. Padres 7-0. Back-to-back sweeps.
Bring out the Browns.
Going to Chicago to visit the Cubbies. Need some Chicago dogs.
This could be a three-time. We could three-peat the sweep here.
I think the Cubs are good. At least maybe because they were playing in a spring park, they were good. But, I mean, Kyle Tucker's 4 homers, 4 games in a row.
Not Friday.
Not Friday.
Nope, so. Ear hole to the head. Peg him.
Ear hole to the head.
I mean, the Padres look unstoppable to me right now. 162-0, that's the goal.
Yeah.
I'm loving the bats right now. I feel like we haven't had these type of bats in San Diego for a while. We're putting up runs early, and it's winning us games. I feel like we're not battling back as much as we did like last year. You know, we, like I said, putting points up early, and it's doing good for us.
Hit them in their mouth. Just
team's just fearless. They don't really give a fuck. It's awesome. You can score first. We're going to score right. We're going to score next. There's not like a timid. They don't really get timid, I guess. They're aggressive and they're playing good baseball to start the year. And yeah, I guess that's the goal. 162-0. Don't lose ever. Never lose.
Yeah, never lose. Let's do it. Let's be the first team. Why not?
Definitely the goal.
Why not us?
Why not us? Cease looked awesome today. Like last game, a little shaky out there, looked awesome.
Yeah, him and King back to back looking like that. Oh boy!
And if we could get the technically the 3 and the 5, but I would say the 4 and the 5 of our rotation to do the same thing they did first time around, we'll be looking at a good weekend.
Yep. Hopefully, the wind blown in.
Yeah. Never in San Diego.
Midday in Chicago, man. I don't know.
Chicago, yeah, we're going away.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a windy city for a reason.
Yeah, windy city actually hit it on the head.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, what? You think I know?
Didn't ring a bell.
What are we're seeing? Yeah, well, that's who we're seeing this weekend is going to be Randy Vasquez, Nick Pivetta, Kyle Hart.
It three, sounds two, like 3-0, I guess.
Why do you say you guess?
Maybe. Huh?
Why do you say you guess?
I'm just being optimistic.
All right. Well, I don't know what else to add. Oh, were you going to say a series of the Dodgers?
No, don't care. Fuck him.
Oh, I thought that's what
you once you leave my team, fuck you.
Or pod. Traded to the Dodgers from the A's. Had a weird season last year. Was a whole.
He had to get traded.
Was a part of the Oakland fiasco. He was one of the players that they sent down for like the wristbands and comments issues. And I don't think ever came back up.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I had 67 stolen bases in 2023.
Yeah, fast. And when someone gets hurt or when someone gets popped for steroids on the Dodgers, they'll just slide right in and probably get 800 stolen bases.
Yeah. That'll suck. Well, anything else, Dad? Did we miss anything? This is really a
Jackie. Arise, first home run.
Arise, first Ooh. Home run.
We talked about his pop flies earlier in the pod, but he got his first one today.
He got a little lucky.
Hey, goes over the fence. Porch. It counts.
Porch. Porch.
Yeah. Well, all right. Nothing wrong with being average.
Average takes to the moon.
Yep. Deuces.